This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 170 for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, seeing a correction after moving higher for the previous four sessions. Losses in the Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for some of the spillover selling pressure. Canola down $7 to $9, January down $8.70 at $578.20 per ton. Losses in European rapeseed also weighed on prices, although canola remains underpriced compared to its European counterpart. Malaysian palm oil also continues to trade near contract highs, providing support to world vegetable oil markets. Updated production estimates will be released by StatCan tomorrow, with most market participants expecting a sizable cut to canola production from the 18.9 million tons forecast in September. Canada grew 19.2 million tons of canola last year. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat held closer to unchanged. Soybeans pressured by favorable South American weather with ample rains and no real issues for developing crops in Brazil or Argentina for the time being. January soybeans down 8 cents at $9.83 per bushel. In addition to concerns over Donald Trump's proposed trade policies and retaliation from other countries may mean for the flow of U.S. soybeans, there are also questions over biofuel policy under the new administration. Political turmoil in South Korea kept caution in world markets today, but the soybeans were underpinned somewhat by news South Korea had bought 30,000 tons of U.S. soy oil. Corn futures also pressured by the good South American crop prospects. The March contract down 2 cents at $4.30 per bushel. U.S. ethanol production dipped off last week's record high in the latest data, coming in at just over a million barrels per day. Stocks of the renewable fuel were pegged at just over 23 million barrels. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in March at $5.89 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 1 cent at $5.42.5. Chicago soft wheat also up 0.75 cents at $5.48.25 per bushel. Average trade guesses ahead of tomorrow's StatCan report are calling for an increase in Canadian wheat production from the 34.3 million tons forecast in September. That would also be up from last year's 32.9 million ton crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.